Three, two, one.
Welcome to the No Normal Show, brought to you by BPD, a healthcare marketing services firm that delivers the future to healthcare's leading brands. This is where we leave all things status quo, traditional, old school, and boring in the dust. And instead, we celebrate the new, the powerful, the innovative, the bold, all related to the future of healthcare marketing and communications. I am Stephanie Weirwill, EVP of Strategy and Engagement here at BPD, and I am live at Health 2025 in Las Vegas, and I'm joined by a really special guest, really amazing guest star, Dr. Olivia Richman, who is the physician founder of DocFluencer MDO. Hi, and welcome to the pod.
That was an incredible introduction, like that you memorized all of that. That was so fluid and natural. Very beautiful.
Thank you. I unfortunately have said that so many times, I can say it in my sleep. So why don't we start by giving our listeners an overview of you and your background and who you are. So I would love to hear all about you and also DocFluencer.
Absolutely. So I am Dr. Olivia Richman. I am a family medicine physician, and I also am the founder of DocFluencer MDO. So what I realized, there's a few things happening here. On social media, one is there are doctor influencers that are all doing amazing work all on their own. And there are millions and millions of followers that they have. And so I said, you know what? I would love for all of us to come together as a group and create meaningful campaigns that can educate and can inspire and can bring awareness and advocacy to patient populations and other physicians. And so what we've done is that there's 10 board members, and the 10 of us meet on a monthly basis, and we talk about what is most important for us to talk about this month. What campaign do we want to do? So our first campaign that we did was on health insurance and how health insurance infringes on our practice of medicine as physicians. And then what we do is we invite other doctor influencers from all over social media to join our campaigns. You know, it's something I call trends that matter. And so we're creating these viral social media campaigns and trends and inviting other DocFluencers to join in on these trends. Our second campaign was about vaccines and how vaccines help our patients. And then our most recent two campaigns, one was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then H-1B visas and how that also is impacting or might impact the future of healthcare professionals.
Wow. Okay. So you're tackling the topics that many people are afraid to tackle. It sounds like everything from vaccines to health insurers and beyond. So there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, I just want to say what incredible work you're doing, because this is so needed. I think physicians have really powerful, amazing voices that often are inside the four walls of a practice, right? And so you're giving so many incredible clinicians an ability to share their voice. What have you seen in terms of bringing clinicians together? Let's just start there. How are you inviting folks? How are you making this as big of a movement as possible?
I love that you use the word movement, because that is what this is and what our goal is. We want to transform and revolutionize or create a different type of healthcare system. And so when I started this last year, at first it was just highlighting doctor influencers who had engaging and educational and medically accurate information out there. And after a year of speaking with, I mean, you know, almost 100 DocFluencers, I brought together the 10 that I felt were very mission driven. And so that's how, you know, we all came together, and everyone on board is also very aligned. And so, you know, I think also it hits that checkbox of the loneliness epidemic, especially on social media, when you feel so alone creating content, that being part of something bigger really feels good.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Just wow. First of all, the work you're doing with DocFluencer MDO is incredible. I want to dig into how you decide the topics and the campaigns. As I mentioned, those are really hard-hitting, important topics. So, for example, the topic of, you know, health insurers encroaching upon practice challenges. We absolutely see that as we work with providers. And in fact, we take the side of providers, and we'll run campaigns on our side to really raise public awareness of that challenge. And then you mentioned vaccines, which in this, we call it the rise of the health sects, S-E-C-T-S, but just in this world of people taking sides and healthcare being politicized, vaccines is a difficult thing to wade into. So I just want to ask you, you know, how do you create the collective bravery to go in on these big topics?
Another amazing question. So we like to stay nonpartisan. I know that there is a crossover of medicine and politics, and somehow that happens, and that's okay. That's just where we are right now. How we approach campaigns, especially if they are like touchy campaigns, we approach them in a way where we're just saying, as a provider, as a physician, this is what we have learned. And with our education, with our schooling, this is what we know. And on top of that, our personal experiences with patients and how this specific, you know, campaign has impacted our patients in a positive way, or haven't, you know, with our health insurance campaign, what happens is, you know, a lot of our patients are affected because their care is delayed because of health insurers. So it's not something that, you know, for us, I get it as, you know, as a whole, it can be a, you know, sensitive topic, but for us, this is what we're seeing on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's just something that we're dealing with. So it's a lot of storytelling. And when we invite other docfluencers to come in and join our trending campaign, we hear hundreds of other stories that are then shared with millions since we cross-collaborate on all of our campaigns with other docfluencers.
So movement, as you said, that's incredible. When you think about, you know, a lot of our listeners are at health systems, they're leaders at health systems, marketers at health systems, and they are working with physicians, either both that are employed by health systems or partners, in order to do a lot of what you're doing, which is get the voice out. But I think that what the challenge is that we've run up against is just this, there's sort of a collective, well, one, not everybody understands the space of social media. And number two, physicians are so, so busy, right? Like it's not even a 24/7 job. It's a 36/10 job. So I guess what I would love to hear from you is, what guidance would you have, and how do people join the Docfluencer MDO movement? But what guidance would you have for folks that want to promote more physician voices?
So I would say, number one, if you are a physician and you don't have a social media account but have always wanted to, just start. It does not have to be perfect. Like, this is, you don't have to get an A like we had to in undergrad and med school. Like, it's not like that. And I think that we need more physician voices altogether. If you want to join, all you have to do is have a social media account on Instagram, TikTok, and join our campaign. So you will always see it at the top of our page, which campaign we're doing this month, and create your own reel. We always have the first tagline. And that's how you can, you know, join one of our campaigns.
Beautiful. I'm just excited to get the word out about this. I would love to know, since we're at health, we're on day two, I think. What are you seeing here? What are takeaways that you have already from the first day?
Biggest takeaway is how much networking there is and how many people that we can connect with as physicians and as content creators, right? Like, everyone wants to get their message out and to get their message across, because we're all doing, people all here are doing things that are for good and for the improvement and betterment and growth of health. And I think that docfluencers can be at the forefront of that. You know, we can reach millions upon millions of people in a single post. And so I think that that is, you know, one of the biggest things that I find to be exciting here at Health.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. It's just such a vibe of being able to just strike up a conversation and brainstorm. And I think so often, at least as a marketer, I get stuck behind the screen and we're always trying to figure out, how do we engage people and activate people? And kind of being here, have this conversation with you, it's like, that's kind of a dumb question in a way, because this is how you engage people, right? And what you're doing and sharing and creating online is really tapping into the most common needs that people have. Is there anything that you would say, just as you think about what are those common needs that people have in order to be activated, in order to be engaged, in order to create a movement? Is there anything that you've learned about, I'll just say, movement creation, that you think that it would be helpful for folks to know as they try to make change in healthcare themselves?
Amazing question. I don't, you know, It's funny. I think that, like, there's not a blueprint to creating a movement. And I would start off by saying that, you know, like, it's like you, it's one step at a time. And I think that for me, I have the vision, right? Like, the vision is there. I'm crystal clear on what my movement and what this vision is all about. And I would then say on top of that is that it's not to be done by yourself. It's never to be done by yourself. Like, there are people that want to join your movement, whatever that looks like. And for me, that's why I have my advisory board. You know, there's 10 of us. They're all mission driven. And, you know, we create campaigns for no money because we really love it. Yet, at least. And so for me, I just think that, you know, it's a step-by-step sort of vibe check that you just have to learn little by little and definitely get the advice from people that you trust to move forward with that sort of impactful movement.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And it sounds like really it's all, you know, driven by incredible, influential people with a voice, with a vision, with a purpose, with a passion. We, you know, just thinking from your vantage point as a physician, physician burnout has been a big topic recently, right? And so a lot of health systems are doing really hard work to ensure that physicians feel supported, feel engaged, and feel like they have what they need to practice. Is there anything that you've learned that you would say is a gap
in like mental health or like closing the gap of?
Exactly. Yes.
I think that one of the gaps is that medicine is a business.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know,
that.
Yeah. And businesses don't have to be bad. It's just that you have to work together with the people, right? Because a business, it doesn't always have to involve people, but this one does. It only involves people, really, you know, and, you know, technology and stuff. But I think that that's the biggest thing is that we just have to realize that there are physicians which are already going into a shortage and we're already leaving the practice of medicine because of burnout. You know, I think that that's why a lot of content creators and docfluencers are going into content creation because they're realizing that, you know, they have autonomy and that they're able to say, for the most part, what they want. And that's really empowering to us.
Yeah. Okay. That's really profound. And I'm glad you know, healthcare is a business and that's part of the challenge, right? And I think that's been a lot of the discussion here at Health is how do we make sure that we are really working on behalf of patients and physicians, but we are in the system we're in. So having to work within that. Well, thank you. I'm just going to wrap here and see, is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to add that's top of mind for you?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot.
Awesome. Well, thank you. This was so special. I just really appreciate having you on. And we will make sure that we tag Docfluencer MDO and you and people can learn more about you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
For everybody listening and watching, and as always, we love to say, don't settle with a normal. Push that no normal. Push beyond the boundaries of today's healthcare system. And we'll talk to you soon.
Three, two, one.